But in the winter of 86, it rained for 9 straight days. And the waters rose 30 feet or more, and the flood began to rage. I was living down in Piercy, 100 yards from the river's edge. But when I woke up on Sunday morning, I found its waters on my doorstep. I thought about a saving all those things that I held so dear. But I saw them all in a different light as the waters came so near. And if you lived in Myers Flat or Bambo, Miranda or Phillipsville, Sprout Creek or Wyatt, Scotia or Rio Dell, Red Crest or Redway, or by the bridge down at Sylvandale, you got to know that old Eel River better than most folks will. Mudslides closed down 101 at Benbow to my north, and the bridge went out at Leggett. We were cut off from the south, and I started thinking how a month ago we were complaining about a drought. And if you lived in Myers Flat or Benbow, Miranda or Phillipsville, Sprout Creek or Wyatt, Scotia or Rio Dell, Red Crest or Red Wave, or by the bridge down at Sylvandale, you got to know that old Eel River better than most folks will. They'd cut down all the trees around. I could hardly find a piece of bark. And I wondered if God was angry, or was this just a twist of fate? And when we learn the answer, oh, I wonder, will it be too late? And if you live in Myers Flat or Benbow, Miranda or Phillipsville, Sprout Creek or Rio Dell, Red Crest or Redway, or by the bridge down at Sylvandale, you got to know that old Eel River better than most folks will. And if you live at Myers Flat or Benbow, Miranda or Phillipsville, Sprout Creek or Wyatt, Scotia or Rio Dell, Red Crest, Red Way, or by the bridge down at Sylvandale, you got to know that.